Let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Ananta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Ananta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Ananta.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. You've been traveling a lot the past year or so, and we're going to talk about airports. You've been to a lot of them. There's a couple of surveys that we're going to reference the best and worst airports and what makes a good airport and what makes a bad airport. But I'd just like to take your take. You've been to quite a few airports over the year. Do you have a favorite, or is there some that you just try to avoid?
As far as favorites, Amsterdam and Frankfurt to me are very efficient, as well as London. London tends to be a lot of terminals, so it can be confusing for people flying into and out different terminals. But whenever I fly, throughout Europe, and I look at my ticket and it says like an hour and a half or an hour and 15 minutes to get from one plane to another. But they're so efficient. You don't have to go through passport control or security once you've started your journey. It's pretty efficient for me. And they set it up so that your gates aren't far from each other. So if you go from inter-Europe to international back to Canada, that's really important for people.
Well, I think that's the big thing. It's not so much domestically flying within the country. It's when you have to switch from a domestic area to international area. That's where it can get dicey. And I guess the whole takeaway on all of this is giving yourself lots of time if you have to connect to an international flight, right?
Yes, absolutely. You're going to have itineraries where it looks like a legal connection, but you just don't feel not safe, but comfortable in transiting. So, talk to your travel agent because they'll be able to look at other options for you. Maybe another routing, maybe a longer time frame, because a connection can be up to 4 hours. And then a stopover is like 24 hours. So connections you can look at to see, and you're, in most cases, you'd have to check, but your price doesn't change if that connection is within 4 hours of the next flight.
Yeah, and a couple of surveys that we're going to reference here. One is from J.D. Power. This is from, travelers themselves, and they have satisfaction surveys. So it's not just about making connections. It's the whole experience at the airport, which if you do have a longer layover, that can make the difference, make or break your trip in some cases.
You bet. And the satisfaction is kind of based on a few factors. So terminal facilities, food and beverage, retail service, and baggage claim. So we've all heard, as we get back out of the COVID era of the baggage delays, we see pictures of baggage in different rooms throughout the airport, throughout the world, that are just stacked up high. We've heard reports from people to say their luggage is delayed, not just days, but it could go into months. So for that, I understand why people can be a little cranky when they travel, because it's not always seamless, but I think the most important thing is to be flexible.
Well, exactly. And, we've talked about this before. A lot of it has to do with staffing issues and those types of things. But just looking at this satisfaction survey, and they've broken it down, and this is in North America, and it's mega airports. So these are the big airports. Detroit came out number one. I found that quite surprising. I've never been to Detroit's metropolitan airport. But then you have Minneapolis, Harry Reid International, Dallas-Fort Worth, which I like a lot. Yeah. Miami Airport, I never found to be a problem either. And Denver is probably one of my favorites in the U.S.
Oh, is that right? And why would that be?
You go back to efficiency. It's easy to find your way around, which I think is probably the big thing. And one of the airports that I have a huge problem with that's way down on the list is Toronto Pearson. And anybody who's been to Toronto Pearson to do a connector, and we're talking again domestic to international, It can be a nightmare changing from one area for domestic flights to another area for international. So it's very confusing. I find that anyways, maybe I'm doing something wrong, but it didn't do very well in the survey either.
No, it absolutely did not do well. And it was, it's like number 24, 25 on the list. And it's well known for being a bustling hub. It's the second busiest international flight gateway in the Americas. And that's only overshadowed by JFK. But a lot of people find that they don't find the staffers at the airport polite. And along with there's not enough signage to get you from one place to another. So you could incur delays as well as lost luggage. So, you know, a lot of people think if you're going through Toronto, just take carry-on luggage. But sometimes that's not always possible. So a connection time of, 2 hours or more is probably a better way to do it. And especially now, it's not just, it's so many factors involved. Like, so right now, we can encounter a weather delay or cancellation, or we can, air traffic controllers, they aren't, there aren't a lot of them. So flight arrivals and departures will be affected by that as well. So there's lots to consider when you're choosing how to connect. Like for going to Europe, you might consider not going through Canada and just going through Amsterdam, London, or Frankfurt.
Well, exactly. Or maybe going through, Detroit, for example.
Yes.
Because it's apparently a very good airport. I mean, you can fly through the U.S. as well to use that as a connection. Looking at the list, and again, this is the J.D. Power list for North America airport satisfaction. Now we're into large airports. And Calgary's international airport did quite well. It was in the, it's in the top 10. Looks like it's number 9. And it's actually ahead of Vancouver, which I find Vancouver's airport to be quite nice.
Yes, very nice, very well laid out, good signage, and lots of help there. Calgary Airport is lovely. Like, it definitely have expanded in years past. The international section has grown. It has a little shuttle service that can get you from one terminal to another if you choose to use it, whether you are mobility challenged or just don't want to walk that far, as well as it has lots of amenities as far as food and beverage and, just even shopping. Like, I like to shop when I'm at an airport. I get lots of good finds. So I'm into that totally. The only complaint I have about Calgary Airport from guests that I book is sometimes you check in at the domestic terminal, but you have to go to a gate in the international, and that's a pretty big walk.
Yes, and that was one of the big beefs when it first opened up, was the distance between international and domestic. I bet if you look back at the Calgary's rating then, it was probably not very good because of that. But they've answered some of those concerns. Like you said, there are the shuttles. But again, giving yourself lots of time is probably the best advice. And speaking of shopping, this is why I like George Bush Airport in Houston. They have it's like a huge mall there almost. And so if you like shopping, they do a great job there.
That's right. And even at the Vancouver airport, there is a outlet mall that you can easily get to by the SkyTrains. It's only one stop away from the airport. So if you do have a lot of time to kill, I would definitely, research a little bit of what things that you could do. Like in some places that they have like mini spas, maybe you go for a little massage or get your nails done. You can definitely while away the time. So if you plan accordingly.
Yeah. And I guess, like we said at the beginning, the big takeaway on this is to give yourself lots of time.
Yes.
The worst case scenario, you can spend some time shopping.
Yes.
Right. It beats running to a gate that you're trying to catch your next flight to.
Right. Absolutely. And you know what? It also brings up the importance of insurance, because depending on the insurance that you buy, it offers you trip cancellation, disruption, and, some things like misconnect and so on. So that will help you out in a situation where you are affected.
good advice, always good tips. You can follow Onanta Forbes on Facebook, Instagram, and X at Onanta Forbes, or you can check out our website, onantaforbes.com. Good chatting, Onanta. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good week.